Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, October 9th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today, of course, was Patch Tuesday, but I want to start with a little bit different story today, and that's yet another large DNS or registrar event. What happened was that DNS was manipulated for a number of websites, particularly security-related websites, like, for example, Avira. And as a result, these websites were redirected to a website controlled by some hacktivists advertising a political agenda. So far, the only insider account of what may have happened comes from a blog post by Avira that states that the attacker was able to circumvent the network solution password reset process. Not really clear what happened here, whether this was a technical exploit or social engineering. We have seen issues like this in the past. The result is the same. The password was reset and then DNS information was changed. It, of course, then took a while for the legitimate owner of the domain name to actually figure out what happened and get access back for this particular zone. At this point, it looks like the only purpose of these sites was to spread political propaganda. There was no malware involved as far as we can tell. But with that, let's move on to, well, Microsoft Patch Tuesday, of course, and we got 8 patches as promised. The first one was the most important one that we all waited for, MS-1380. It is the cumulative security update for an Explorer, and it does fix the security zero-day vulnerability CVE-2013-3893. So this was just what we expected and something that you should patch very quickly. Second bulletin, MS-1381, an old friend, Windows kernel mode drivers. This time they're rated as critical because they do allow remote code execution by loading malicious fonts into the browser. This is again coming up pretty much every month. Vulnerabilities in the .NET framework are fixed in MS-1382. This one is, I would say, out of these three, probably the least problematic one. But then again, it is critical. It does allow remote code execution, just this time via OpenTime fonts, again, just like in MS-1381. MS-1383, that's the Windows Common Control Library patch. It only affects a small set of systems and really only web servers or web applications. In the 64-bit versions of the Windows Common Control Library, there's one particular function that could be exploited, DSA insert item. Only if you use this function in your web application, then this web application may be vulnerable. Now, this again can lead to a remote code execution, so certainly something you do want to patch, in particular on a publicly accessible site. This concludes the critical part of our patches on this Tuesday. Now, there are 4 more patches that are all rated important. The first one fixes 2 vulnerabilities in SharePoint Server. We did rate this critical, unlike Microsoft, because it does allow remote code execution. The only thing that has to happen, which is the user interaction, is that the user has to open a document on that particular SharePoint server. And actually, the next vulnerability, Microsoft Excel MS-1385, fixes the same CVE number. That's sort of the client part of this vulnerability that does allow code execution on the client. MS-1386 fixes a vulnerability in Microsoft Word that could allow remote code execution. Again, the user has to open the document, which is why Microsoft rates this as important. And finally, we do have a vulnerability in Silverlight. Now, this one is an information disclosure vulnerability. It does appear to be rather tricky to exploit. Microsoft rate is important. We rate is important as well. Of course, this is less important for servers. So this is it for Microsoft today, but we do still have two quick items I do want to cover. First one is our log of the day for Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We do have reflective denial of service attacks. This time they continue to be a large menace. In this case, what's a little bit different is that the attacker bothered to set up a specific domain that returns large responses. In this case, the attacker will either send an any query or just a normal A query, and then the response will be very large because there are so many A records for this particular hostname. One hostname here is Hezbollah.me. It does return about 240 answers. So the response is pretty much a 4 kilobyte, which will fill a standard EDNS0 packet. Just like pretty much all of these queries used in reflective denial of service attacks, they do require that your name server is badly configured and actually allows these recursive queries. So that's probably the one thing you do want to check if you have some spare time this week. Make sure your DNS servers do not respond to arbitrary queries sent from the outside. One area that's particularly tricky here is embedded DNS servers that you sometimes find in, for example, DSL modems and such. I found them to be vulnerable and to offer these recursive resolvers, but there's probably not much you can do if you find one other than asking your provider to actually fix it. And then the final quick item, just some other patches that were released today. Adobe actually released two patches, not just the Acrobat and Reader patch that was promised, but also a patch for RoboHelp, which I don't think was in Adobe's pre-announcements. And then we also have an update from Apple for iTunes for Windows. This only applies to Windows. The iTunes version that comes with OS X is usually patched as part of OS X updates. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.